Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 800-610-5739.
At Chicago, bring us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve DelBianco is our guest. He's the director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Jim, NetChoice is a trade association of e-commerce and online businesses. And our mission is really to keep the Internet safe for free enterprise and free expression. We have a lot of big members like eBay and Facebook and PayPal and Google, Yahoo and Verisign. But we also have a many small businesses, and
Small Business Network, Inc. is a member.
Exactly right.
For my company.
For 17 years.
Yep. And all the little companies out there like me and like you, my friends, NetChoice has been working hard to make the Internet as unencumbered for you and me as possible. And Steve, year after year, has stepped up his leadership in that role. And Steve, I want to thank you for that. Folks, we're going to move on to another topic. But the Internet sales tax issue that we talked about in the last segment, please get involved in that. Please learn more about this. This is getting more existential. And you know me now, folks, I don't get hysterical about too many things. I got hysterical about the ICANN thing. I'm still upset about that. But I'm telling you, this is potentially existential for small business. It is anything that's good for Amazon, and I hate to say it this way. I don't like doing this, Steve. Anything that's good for Amazon is probably not good for small business. And, folks, the Internet sales tax debate that's going on right now, is if it goes the way Amazon wants it, it will not be good for you. Steve, I want to change subjects and talk about Section 23 debate. I want you to tell us, the audience, what that means, what that's all about.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I mean, rarely have I seen the nation's capital so wrapped around the axle over the arcane pieces of a 20-year-old law that's colliding with a really troubling, ugly trend of prostitution that occurs with minors, with children, people under 18, where the Internet plays a role in putting those children at risk, finding customers and matching them up. Because people will do evil things, and they've done evil things before the Internet ever got here, but the Internet enables others to find and connect between those with evil intentions and the victims, who are often children. So to understand where this comes from is that over the last several years, the amount of what they call sex trafficking in minors, that's prostitution with people under 18, is increasing in the United States. It's an embarrassment, a blot on us. And a lot of that increase is attributable to the fact that the Internet allows pimps to find customers, place underage individuals, mostly girls, into those customer situations. So this is completely illegal, and it's a disaster in the lives of those individuals, and we've got to do something about it. The question is, what is Congress or prosecutors across the country and here at the Justice Department, what are they doing? The answer is they're not doing enough. They've been unable to win cases against the number one website called Backpage.com. And those in my industry have been trying to throw Backpage under the bus for a decade. It's an irresponsible business. It continues to try to hide.
Is it a First Amendment issue, Steve?
Not at all. Not at all. Backpage is just a bulletin board service. So those trying to sell sexual services will put ads on Backpage. So the question is, when prosecutors use Backpage, they can often go after the actual perpetrators, the pimps that are doing this. But prosecutors would prefer to just shut down Backpage rather than have to individually prosecute each of the people that are breaking the law. Question is, does Backpage, simply putting up a bulletin board, do they actually facilitate, do they partake in, do they publish the information, or are they just a neutral bulletin board where people put up ads? And therein lies the problem. So So let me wind this back 20 mm-hmm. years, because believe it or not, 20 years ago, somebody posted some really nasty critiques on a bulletin board service called Prodigy. And you and I, and maybe a few of your mm-hmm. listeners, are old enough to remember Prodigy. And,
you mean I'm on my Hayes modem?
Yeah, do you remember the?
Yeah, I got
exactly.
Yeah, Steve, I got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Congress passed a law to say that you could not go after Prodigy's bulletin board if you don't like something that a critic posted there, because the bulletin board is not the publisher; it's simply the vehicle that it shows up in. So Backpage.com is hiding behind this 20-year-old law that was ended up being one of the most important laws we've ever had, because that's what enabled things like.
Is it being what's being done? What's being done to try to knock them out?
Yeah, not enough. And so we went to a hearing yesterday and called upon the U.S. Justice Department to bring cases against Backpage, because we don't believe there's any protection at all in this 20-year-old law. The 20-year-old law doesn't allow Backpage to hide from any prosecution for breaking federal law. And in fact, we think Backpage is probably breaking federal law. We need the government to work harder on prosecuting, not to do a lot of grandstanding and try to pass yet another law that the courts will have trouble interpreting.
Mm-hmm.
This is
well,
a tough one,
I hope
Jim.
You can work
it's,
this
very
out.
Emotional.
I hope you can work this out. It's very emotional. It's very ugly. But again, as you continue to be a leader in the area of these things, and I want to congratulate you again and thank you for your hard work, and I appreciate your time today. Hope you come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for all you do for small business.
Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchoice.org. Go there, support them, folks. They need your help. They're working.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.